Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 386. Visible translated text is as follows. Paint back in bottles. Of course, if a bottle would break, the paint would get all over the floor. The white stuff there didn't hide the red at all. You could see it plainly. Redirect examination. The pencils are painted on the third floor. There isn't any paint used at all in the factory, only in the polishing room, except on the third floor. B.B. Hazlitt, sworn for the state. I went to Mr. Frank's house Monday morning after the murder about 7 o'clock. I went out there and got him and took him to the station house. He was at the station house 2 or 3 hours. I told him Chief Lanford wanted to see him. Cross-examination. I saw Mr. Rosser and Mr. Haas at the station house about 8:30 or 9 o'clock. Mr. Black and I both went out for Mr. Frank Monday morning. We took him to the station house and turned him over to Chief Lanford. They had Mr. Frank in there and a half dozen detectives, and Mr. Haas and you were there. When we went out to Mr. Frank's house, I went with us. As to whether he had to go or not, I suppose if he had resisted, we would have taken him. It was not a question as to whether he wanted to go or not, but he didn't know he had to go. As to why two of us went out after him, two of us generally go together after anybody. Because if he don't go voluntarily, he would go anyhow. We would take him. F. Holloway, sworn for the state. I am day watchman at the National Pencil Factory, worked there 2 years. I was there on April 26th, from 6:30 a.m. till 11:45. I look after the elevator and freight that come in.